Next week marks the return of the Reading Reptiles annual literature festival called the DNA Lit Fest. Six children's authors and illustrators will travel to Kansas City to talk about the creative process of storytelling. For our series Artists in Their Own Words, KCOR's Laura Spencer spoke with a few of them about their favorite children's stories, inspirations, and advice for aspiring authors and illustrators.
My name is David Shannon. I know it sounds so typical, but I love Dr. Seuss. A couple of the ones that I really liked by him were If I Ran the Zoo and Bartholomew Cubbins and the 500 Hats. The 500 Hats particularly kind of influenced me in ways I didn't really realize until recently. That story, it just sort of starts out really small, and then things continue to get out of hand. And that seems to be sort of a dynamic that a lot of my stories follow. I got started in children's books as an illustrator. I went to art school and stuff, and I started out illustrating other people's stories, and then after a while started writing my own. So one of the big influences on me as a kid was The Boy's King Arthur, which was illustrated by N.C. Wyeth. My uncle gave me his copy that he had when he was a little boy. When I saw those N.C. Wyeth paintings, I just went nuts, and you can still see his influence in a lot of my illustrations.
Patricia McLaughlin. All books were inspiring to me. My father once said, read a book and find out who you are. I remember many books. I remember reading Ferdinand. I remember reading Five Little Peppers and How They Grew and Little Women and Little Men. And I lived near a library. When I got older and could ride on my bicycle, I went to that library every day and I read every single children's book. And then I started over again. My picture book, Sarah Plain and Tall, was about my step-great-grandmother and about a family coming together, and I'm always interested in that. What You Know First is about leaving the place I loved, and it was about leaving Wyoming and coming to live east, and I still miss the West. I often write about the prairie. A lot of my books are about the prairie, and it's a way of just kind of keeping it in my life. So those are the things that sit on my shoulder.
Jerry Pinkney. I consider myself a bookmaker, so that every aspect of putting the book together is important to me. To write as much as possible, to read as much as possible, and for budding artists, make sure you keep a sketchbook and draw daily, and expose yourself, be curious. And I think that will feed into the projects that you're working on.